USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The crisis at the border is making history.
We are seeing more displaced people now than we have at any time since World War II.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says migrants applying for asylum are given appointments for hearings, but there are reports that some of those appointments are for as long as 5 years from now. In the meantime, a federal judge in Florida is temporarily banning the Border Patrol from releasing people with pending hearings from detention centers. NBC correspondent Julia Ainsley in El Paso says officials there fear a logistical nightmare.
How does the Border Patrol combat what could be a massive overcrowding, could be a public health issue, if they aren't able to release migrants? But in cities like this, they're asking for more funding from the federal government, more help from FEMA. They say that in the coming days, they could really see a lot of people here sleeping on the streets with nowhere to go.
A Florida judge has scheduled a hearing on his order for a week from today. A New York judge has ordered former President Trump to remotely attend a hearing later this month on what he may or may not say about his upcoming criminal trial. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records. The judge says he'll make it clear to Trump he faces contempt charges if he uses evidence in the trial to attack witnesses. The man seen on video choking another man to death on a New York subway is free on a $100,000 bond. Daniel Penny pleaded not guilty to a charge of second-degree manslaughter. United Airlines pilots plan to picket airports in 10 cities today as they seek a new contract. Pilots for Southwest have voted to authorize a strike should talks break down. Spring in the Pacific Northwest usually means temperatures in the 70s, but not today. It could hit 90 in Portland and Seattle, thanks to a high-pressure system that stretches well into the plains of Canada. And that's bad news in Alberta, where several large wildfires have been burning for several days. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
More Tesla troubles. It's recalling all of its electric vehicles sold in China, thanks to a braking problem that might increase the risk of a crash. Most of Tesla's cars sold in China are made in China, but a few come from the Tesla plant in the San Francisco Bay Area. We often hear that the problem with mass shootings in the USA is a mental health issue more than a gun issue.
We'll continue to look at how we can find a way to identify individuals who, because of their mental illness, should not be able to purchase firearms.
Texas Senator John Cornyn's not happy to learn how non-reporting of mental health issues can lead to tragedy, like the 8 people killed at a suburban Dallas mall. That shooter had been kicked out of the military during basic training.
The separation from the military without any formal adjudication looks like it's fallen through those cracks.
But Cornyn also says he opposes a ban on assault-style weapons. He says millions of those weapons are in the hands of law-abiding citizens. Another state's considering making women liable for criminal charges if they have an abortion. Alabama lawmakers are looking at a bill that would let prosecutors charge women with murder. The bill would also grant the right to life and equal protection for unborn children. A Southern California woman's fighting to keep her 2 pigs, calling them emotional support animals. Oxnard, California bans keeping pigs as pets in the city. The woman's asking for an exception because she uses the pigs to cope with depression and anxiety. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.